agenda item number 16, failure to report.
Good afternoon, Commissioner and Commission members. We have three cases before the commission. The first one is Mr. Philip Brown. I just wanted to check to see if Mr. Brown is here. I had asked to see if he was here previously. I have not been in touch with him today. So if I could just have a call to see if Mr. Brown is available today.
Is Mr. Philip Brown in the audience or in the hallway?
Yep,
Mr. Brown is not present.
Okay, in the case of Mr. Brown, you can move forward with him being suspended until he appears. That's normally how it's handled for someone who's already been served to appear before the commission, and they don't give any reason as to why they're not able to be here. I've had no contact from Mr. Brown at any point in time from the time he was served to now.
Well, Mr. Brown isn't here. Matters before the commission.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, Mr.
What is the nature of the not reporting?
He didn't report his harvest in a timely manner. He's missing several months of harvest reports. If you like, we can go through what he's actually missing.
Could you go back to that slide where it said convictions?
This is conviction history. And this compliance is down at the bottom. The months of failure to report are December 2013 and May 2014. He resolved February, September, and June.
How long has this guy been doing this? I don't talk about in the industry.
How long has he been a management harvest reporter?
No, how long has he been doing this kind of business, you know?
Harvesting? Yeah. How long is his license history? Well, we didn't check back to see how long he's had one. License 039036 tells me he's fairly recent. Anyone with preceding zero has been in the fisheries probably less than 2 to 3 years.
Thank you. Matters before the commission.
Staff's recommendation is suspension until
he
shows up.
Until he appears before the commission.
I make a recommendation to staff's recommendation.
That would be a motion.
Motion
to pass that for recommendation. There's a motion that serves. Second by Ms. Haney. Motion by Mr. Stephens. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously.
The next case is Mr. Lacey Rose. Mr. Rose did provide us a letter stating why he couldn't be here today. He had vacation plans, and he had a contract for being away for this week. So we indicated that we would let the commission know that he did provide us a reason as to why he could not be in person today. It's at the commission's discretion, of course, if you want to move forward with his case or you'd like to just hold it until next month.
Is he up to date on his harvest reports yet?
He's still missing May 2014. So for the most part, he's up to date. He has 1 month that's currently missing.
Do you have a staff recommendation?
Staff recommendation is a 2-year probation beginning today and ending on August 25th, 2016. That's staff recommendation, or you can hold it off until he actually is able to appear next month. It's up to the commission.
I move we continue this matter until next meeting.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Zeta and second by Ms. Haney. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? The chair votes aye. Unanimous.
The next case is Mr. Donald Graham Broadwell. Mr. Broadwell is here today. We'd like to bring him up for him to be sworn in.
Mr. Broadwell. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear that the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Help you, God. Please state your name. Approach the microphone and state your name for the record, please.
Donald Graham Broadwell II.
Thank you.
Mr. Broadwell was initially notified by staff that he had failed to report for the month of February 2014 by first and second notification postcards. He is also missing months. He's also missing reports for several days in between February and March of 2014. As of today, he provided reports to the office for all his other missing reports that he had April, May, June, July, August, and September 2012, March, April, September 2013, February, June, and July, June and July being the two that he did provide us today, except for several days in between February and July. It was just a few days, but he's been notified of which days he was missing off of his report, and that he has indicated that he will provide all of those missing days. It was probably a total of maybe seven missing dates between February and July.
That must have been a lot of work. Mr. Broadwell, anything you want to tell the commission?
He needs to know from Mike.
I had just gotten behind on him, and he usually wait till the end of the month or if one would get behind, and it seemed like a big deal trying to do all of it one time. So I started doing it daily, and it's a whole lot easier, so we shouldn't have this problem anymore.
That's nice to hear. Mr. Zegar.
Could you explain to me what this reporting requirement's about? I'm kind of new. What it entails and everything?
It just, on the reporting forms, it just tells you the area of water fish, the species, the amount of species, the date, and the buyer, the people that you sold your seafood to, whether it be crabs or fish. It just has information, and it's separated daily that you have to fill out about information on the boat, the species, and the amount, and the area that was worked. And you fill that out daily and send it in every month, supposed to be every month.
How would you have that information available? You said you used to file monthly at the end of the month for the whole month.
Well, right now I started writing them down daily. I just have it sitting right there on my kitchen table, so when I come home, I just write it down daily instead of having to go back into my log. I keep a log.
Okay, so you were keeping the log daily, and then you go back to your log and make this report. Is that right?
That's
thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? And staff recommendation is?
Staff recommends Mr. Broadwell be placed on probation for a period of 2 years ending on August 25th, 2016, during which time any violation of Chapter 610 or any other laws relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth and corresponding regulations will result in Mr. Broadwell appearing before a hearing of the commission on possible license suspension.
Matters before the commission.
I move to accept staff recommendation provided he gets his reports up to date.
Motion by Dr. Neal to accept staff recommendation. And you'll get those remaining 7 days up to date for us? Thank you, sir. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Zedron. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Broadwell. You're set. Do your probation, sir. Any other cases there, Stephanie? Okay, thank you.